Welcome to Sessionable, episode 3 of Sessionable, the beer podcast where we just
drink beer.
And that's about it.
Yeah. I'd first want to say, like, been blown away by the feedback of the last two episodes that we've posted. This is the first episode we've recorded since we've posted the episodes, and it's been awesome. Like, so many more people listen to it than I expected, and only two people have told me they listen to it.
That's two more than we expected, exactly. Though, isn't it?
So, you two people, you're my favourite two people in the world. I'm Tom, and I'm joined by...
Adrian.
And Liam.
We're going to talk about beer.
I'd like to start this week with some good news. A recent study revealed, or stipulates, or whatever... I don't even know what word to use. I'm so drunk
just
right now.
I think it confirmed what we already knew.
Exactly, that's what it said. What it said was that smarter people drink more beer. So you're listening to three geniuses right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The bad news is...
getting smarter by the second.
Last week's episode, we said we'd do a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to completely ignore that this week.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, yeah.
We'll get to that. Like, we will do everything we promised in episode 2.
Eventually.
but we've got some good stuff lined up for this episode.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, so we're gonna talk about Good Beer Week. All of us got down to Melbourne for it. We're all Sydney boys, but we got down to Melbourne for it. And we thought we'd all bring in some beers that we had down there that we really enjoyed, talk about the events we really enjoyed, and... just talk about how awesome of a week it was.
I mean, yeah, I think there's just so much that happens in such a short period of time that you sort of devote an episode to just talk about some of the things that we enjoyed about it, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, we're already on to our first beer, and it's actually not one from this year's Good Beer Week. Adrian, you brought this one, so...
Yes, it was from last year's Great Australasian Beer Spectacular, which was... part of Good Beer Week last year, and it's the Moondog Mr. Mistopheles, which is a passion fruit and mango wild ale.
So is this a new brew of last year's beer?
I think, yeah, they rebrewed it, as far as I know. I'm not sure what the bottle says.
Aged in Hungarian oak barrels for 6 months with mangoes and passion fruit.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's last year's batch, who knows? Hmm. Yeah.
Tasting good.
Hungarian, it is tasting really, really good. I don't remember it tasting this good.
No, I don't remember it being this
fruity.
Yeah,
but also
it's very fruity.
A bit more of like a sour. I remember it being a bit more subdued when I had it last year. This has got, you get passion fruit, you get mango, and you get that really nice sour character as well.
It's also a different context, though, being like the first beer of the day, where like Gabs can be a bit of an onslaught of...
Yeah, a lot of beers get lost in that in that whole festival. But we'll get to Gabs later. We'll just talk about what Good Beer Week is in general.
So Good Beer Week is it's Melbourne's sort of celebration of Beer Week. And it's run by the guys from Crafty Pint.
And a few other people.
Yeah. This year was actually the first time I've gone down for it, and I was blown away. It was so well put together. There was just so many awesome beers, and every venue that we went into, regardless of whether having an event or not, felt like it was a good beer week venue.
It feels like everyone just brings their A game a bit, and there's one or two special things you're hiding away for a special occasion that'll start coming out. And
Yeah, so this was their third year and easily their biggest. Mm. They started off in 2011 after... A few of them got together one day over a few drinks and decided to hold a few events around the International Beer Awards and call it Good Beer Week. And it just was so well received and has been growing exponentially ever since.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Adrian, that was your second Good Beer Week, right?
My third, actually.
You went to the first one.
Oh, right. And that was... awesome. Like you didn't really know what to expect, but such a good vibe all around, you know, all throughout the week, all around all the venues. Some international guests because of the beer awards. So James Watt from Brewdog was there.
Yeah, wow.
He did a few events. He went for Actually, he did an Ale Stars at the Tap House in Sydney before he did Melbourne. Yeah. So, yeah, that was cool.
And there were international guests there this year as well.
Yeah, they've been getting international guests every year because they base it around the Beer Awards.
The Beer Awards, yeah.
So who was there this year? There was...
We met Mazan as well from 961. We talked about him a few times.
He's becoming a bit of a sessionable favourite, isn't he?
Yeah. He promised he'd come on the podcast and then...
We've got him down to a Skype conversation.
Yeah,
I think.
Look forward to that. That'd be good. Who else did we meet?
I forget his name. The dude from Sierra Nevada.
Wasn't Steve Grossman?
Cool.
I didn't run into him, but Leo from Beer Del Borgo.
Yeah,
he was there. Who's an awesome guy.
Who else was there? I didn't get a chance to have a chat to, but the dude from Hitachino Nest,
Brooklyn Brewery. Yeah,
I didn't even see those guys.
Yeah, I saw them at Gabs.
There are a lot of Kiwi guests as well.
Parrot Dogs, Yeasty Boys, Garage Projects. I think the dudes from Renaissance were there as well.
Yeah, and a lot of maybe not a lot, but quite a few. Beer lovers, just non-brewers, but beer lovers from New Zealand were around as well.
That's so cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So this beer that we had, the Mr. Mistopheles, was from Gabs last year.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk a bit about Gabs as well?
Yeah.
This is the thing. So it's the Great Australian Beer Spectacular. It's a huge beer festival.
It's become a huge beer.
It is, absolutely. This year was massive. There were, 92 beers, I think, all up, was it? Yeah. And it was just massive. We all went to Gabs. What did you guys think of the festival?
It was awesome. What I like about it is that all the beers are appearing there for the first time. So it's really kind of exciting to, go to a beer festival and try new beers.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure if there's any other festival in the world that
does, I think,
that
with that many new beers at one time, not that I know of, yeah.
That's the main focus.
Yeah.
It demands a new beer from, Which I think is, it's makes a really interesting sort of...
Yeah, I loved it, man. I mean, I think it has a really cool vibe as a... Not so much let's just get smashed vibe as a real...
I don't think anyone was kicked out, or if there were people kicked out, it wasn't a lot of people.
As far as I knew, everyone was incredibly well-behaved, especially considering the thousands of people that went over the course of the weekend. Yeah.
And I think, they learned a lot after last year, because last year one of the main issues was the queue sizes, and... They really revamped the layout this year.
I think it worked a lot better this year.
Yeah, it was a lot better. I think the longest I had to wait was maybe 5-10 minutes max.
Which is good for a bar, let alone a massive beer festival. And I think the bar staff were pulling their weight. Like, absolutely, they were doing a great job.
Why do you say that, Thomas?
I had a unique perspective from that side of the bar, I guess.
So you volunteered?
In a way.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a way to sort of...
Another thing that I really liked about it this year was the selection of food. Like, I think most of the food stalls
were
pretty good.
Absolutely.
And especially the popcorn chicken, I think that was like the runaway hit for the festival. Everyone was just raving about it. I'm still kind of craving some at the moment.
I actually missed out on the popcorn chicken.
No!
You missed out on the popcorn chicken.
Yeah,
well,
I went for the barbecue platter.
No.
Yeah. Oh, how was that?
That was pretty tasty.
From the one next to it.
Yeah.
I think I had something from there, and that was really good.
That was pretty good.
The chips on the stick were good,
chips
as always.
Chips on the stick. Always,
I have an issue with chips
good.
On the stick. Such a waste of space.
But I think...
just squash them down. Just put a potato on a stick.
Yeah.
Just a potato.
Yeah,
just
really.
I'm a big fan of the chips and a stick, so... I'm not going to say anything bad about it. But if you did miss out on the popcorn chicken, they said they'll try to bring it back next year.
Right
so
on. I'll be there with those on.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Now, What were some of the other events that you guys enjoyed while you were down there? I, to be honest, was at Gabs most of the time, so I didn't get to too many events. But
I went to quite a few. In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have, because it just felt more like a chore.
Like a work towards trip
the end.
Almost.
Yeah, like physically, it was very demanding to drink so much.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go to as many events, but I just like going around and getting the vibe of the whole city in the week.
I think that was the best thing about the week, is that everyone's just so excited about beer. And even, you know, especially with Gabs, people who wouldn't normally drink craft beer would be getting excited about all these beers.
So what was your highlight, Adrian? What was the best
event
you went to?
So the highlight event, in terms of events I booked, was probably the Cumulus. So Cumulus up Degustation.
Mm-hmm.
Cumulus is this restaurant that is renowned for their breakfast and brunch, and they recently opened up a bar upstairs from their venue called Cumulus Up, and they had a lunch degustation with matching Mornington Peninsula beers, and that was really, really good. The food was excellent, the beers were really good, and it wasn't a lot of people there as well, so it was kind of
good
intimate.
Size, yeah.
Got to talk to the brewer. He was kind of coaxing me to rate his beers really highly on Untappd. that was fun. But I think, like we were saying, my highlight of the week was just, you know, random plans, going to bars, meeting up with people that you saw 2 hours ago or whatever, and having a drink. So I think, that's the lesson I learnt this year, is that if I go again next year, I won't book as many. I'll just take it easy, float around.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what I did. I think the only actual ticketed event I got tickets for was the Josie Burns lunch.
Oh, how was that?
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, for a fact, there was like 5 courses, and they had the brewer or a representative from each beer for each course there to talk as well. And I love Josie Burns. I think it's an incredible restaurant. And
the food was amazing, I'm guessing. The
food was amazing.
Yeah.
When you get a pig's head matched with an Illawarra Brown... as a main.
Oh, is that the pig's head with, like, the knife through it?
Yeah, straight through the eyeball, yeah. It's funny watching how different groups attack a pig's head. And it seems to be the brewers are the ones that just smicked it clean, yeah. But that was a great event as far as quality of food and the interaction with brewers, especially international brewers that were there. But yeah, like you said, I think the best thing is just jump around the venues... that are not so much doing events, but have, like, putting things on for the week, like the Ale House Project with all the New Zealand breweries they had on. I think that was... went back there a couple of times, and that was pretty bloody lively.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sort of segue into our second beer, almost. So, we're having a beer from a New Zealand brewer. It's the Parrot Dog Bitter Bitch. Good thing we're... rated explicit in iTunes, I think.
I think we swore a lot in the past couple of episodes. So, yeah.
I didn't,
we should be.
Yeah, we definitely
for me, personally, as far as the beers that I discovered at this Good Beer Week, it was all about some New Zealand stuff. And the two highlights for me were Parrot Dog and Garage Projects, as far as a range of beers that were all extraordinary. And the first Parrot Dog I had, Good Beer Week, or the first one I've had ever, was a Bitter Bitch. And...
So this is their IPA, is it?
Yes. So we had this on tap at Atticus Finch.
Atticus Finch,
Which we just went. We just went to. They didn't have an event on when we went.
They kind of did. We just gate crashed it.
Yeah, we just sat at the back and played pool. And they were really cool about it. It was on tap, and it was an awesome beer. We sat on that all night, and it was not a problem.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So this isn't a spectacular beer.
No, they did have a beer. They did brew a beer for Gabs that was really good. That was the...
Bloody Dingo.
Ah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so they did do that.
But I think across the week, I had probably about 4 or 5 of their beers, and each one of them was just amazing.
Yeah, no, they really... And this one, the Bitter Bitch, is...
probably my favourite.
Yeah, really awesome. And it does... so it does have, like... And they say it here on the label, which so I'm cheating a bit, I guess. But it does have that really big sort of, like, tropical New Zealand hop aroma with a pretty ballsy, like, English malt sort of...
That's what really grabs me about this beer. It's like almost like an ESB in its level of malt structure and bitterness and... Yeah.
But then with that, like, New Zealand, really tropical
hops,
like, and it's, I think they've matched it really well, and I think it's just a beautiful beer.
Such a dark colour as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how, after Good Beer Week, these the Parrot Dog beers sort of popped up very quickly and got drunk very, very quickly.
Yeah,
and I think the guys have sort of pushed themselves to make a bit more beer, but...
Yeah. I got this bottle from Beer Cartel.
Yeah.
And I went back the day after, and it was all off the shelves. Like, the bitter bitch had just ran out.
Yeah.
Is
everyone coming back from Melbourne and just buying it up?
Yeah. because it was on the shelves pretty much straight after Good Beer Week.
Yeah.
And it just flew off. Beautiful beer, and, you know, good on them for making such a great beer. I'm excited, because I think this is the only one I have tried of them, theirs, except the Gab's beer, so I'm excited to try the rest of their beers.
Yeah, I understand that we sort of have... Australia's been promised the next tank of each of their beers that's brewed to come out here because the demand's been so high, so...
Fantastic.
So hopefully very soon we'll get some...
That's good to hear.
Some more of them.
So we've talked about some of the events at Gab's, but for me, just sort of like Liam, I didn't really go to any ticket events. I just sort of explored the city, got the vibe of it. So I thought we'd talk about sort of our favourite venues that we went, like the places we went for the first time, and we're like, wow, this is great. Because I went to Josie Bones with Liam, not for the event.
We went back for dinner.
For dinner, and it was just phenomenal. It was amazing food, just amazing beers. Like, what we came in and we started with a bottle of a Cantillon that I'd never tried before. It's like, that's always a plus.
Absolutely. Which one was that?
Do you remember which one it was?
I think it was the Elderflower.
Oh, the Vermouche?
It might have been the Vermouche.
It wasn't.
Awesome, it was the one that was aged in red wine barrels. Do you remember it had a pinkish...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's the...
Had a bit of a tannin thing going on as well.
Vigneron?
That's
right, because we're tossing up between the two which one we're going to get.
I was going to say that's also good, but I think all of their beers are good.
Exactly.
I don't think I've had
a shit one.
So that was fantastic. And the food, it was great. And then when we got the bill at the end of the night, it was like, wait.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like expecting to pay a lot more.
We had a shitload of food, and we had a lot of beers too,
I went there earlier in the week and had dinner as well, and that was really good.
Mm.
That was the only day that I didn't actually have a ticketed event booked. Mm. So they had this thing that came back from last year called the Pint of Origin, where several venues throughout the city, mostly in the north, would feature taps from various states. So on that Monday, we just kind of checked out all these venues, and at the end of it, few of us headed over to Josie Bones for dinner. And had some awesome food.
I think I really liked the Pint of Origin. I didn't get to go to all of the pubs that were doing it, but it was all pubs that I hadn't been to before.
Yep.
Bar one, I think. So it was another really good way to discover new bars in the city as well, which I really liked. What was your favourite venue that you went to? You said Josie Bones was yours, Tom?
Oh, well, Josie Bones was definitely one of them. But I don't know if I want to make the call that it was my absolute favourite, because there were just some places where I was like, this is fantastic, and we need this place in Sydney.
Yeah, it's hard to call, really, because there are so many good venues.
And good for different reasons. Like, when we went to the... was it the Great Northern?
That was in the US.
Yeah, it had all the US beers on. That was, like, an awesome...
That was a really cool pub,
Really, really cool pub, and we went to... Where else did we go to that was great?
Well, we mentioned before the Ale House Project, I think.
Yeah, that was great. I got to visit the St. Kilda Tap House, which was awesome. Weird, like, alternate dimension, you know.
So similar, but so different.
Oh, yeah. Down to, like the same wood panelling on the walls. And the same, like... They had, like, a steel gate that's just the same as the steel gate that's in the middle level at the Darlinghurst Tap House, which is weird. I think the other one that I was, I really
did. You guys
liked...
get to go to Gertrude's?
Yeah, Gertrude was pretty cool.
I didn't.
No, okay, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that's another one for me that I didn't been to before. That was really sick.
And Beer Deluxe was really cool as well. I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, Beer Deluxe had the stout bar running.
Yeah.
They had like three Imperial stouts from Mikula, and we got there and it was last call because they were so dead. And they go, "Oh yeah, last call. So what do you want?" We go, we said, "Can we have one of each of the stayed for the next hour or so?"
All right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, they had all the Imperial Stouts on, but by the time in each night where I got to Beer Deluxe, because it was almost always the last stop of the night.
It is sort of like the Good Beer Week, like default. So when everyone's sort of like, what do we do now?
It's like
Beer Deluxe.
Because you can just get on any tram and pretty much go there. Yep. Or like, you know, we'd have maybe food at Lord of the Fries and then go to Beer Deluxe. And so I got, every time I got there, I was just, it was like, I was so beered out. I was like, do I go for the Imperial Stout or do I go for... And I ended up just going into their bottle list and getting a sour or something. Like, I had the... What was it? The Leafman's Gudeband.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Just amazing. My favourite kind of beer.
It's sort of my tradition where every time I go to Melbourne, the very first thing I do once I check into wherever I'm staying is go straight to Beer Deluxe.
Yeah.
And so I think... We rocked up. The very first beer I had was the Moore Triple J IPA. And I was like, I rocked up. I was like, can I get a pint of this? Like, oh, we do 150 mil serves. I'm like, oh, all right. Took one sip. I was like, yeah, I don't need a pint of this. That was a massive beer. It was all downhill from there for the next week.
yeah, speaking of starting big. So I went to Adelaide for Good Beer Weedy before Good Beer Week.
Yeah.
That's a way to start big, I think.
Yeah, so that's kind of the spin-off of Good Beer Week that they have over the weekend of the starting weekend of Good Beer Week. And the Weedy is just this awesome pub, really old style. They still have a VB sign at the bar, even though they don't serve VB, kind of like a piss take. And yeah, it's probably. It's a big call, but it's probably my favourite pub in Australia.
I've heard that a lot, and I don't... I mean, I've never been there, so I can't make the call, but I don't think that's hyperbole. Like, from what I've heard, it is one of the best pubs in Australia, hands down.
Yeah, I mean, they just have really good tap selection, really good and well-priced bottle selection, and the staff are just so friendly. Jade, one of the owners, is, like, one of the friendliest people I've ever
met. Yeah, I actually met Jade... in Melbourne for Good Beer Week. She was a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
She was at the Ale House Project, I think.
Yeah.
That one night. Our producer used to live in Adelaide, and I think the Weedy was his favourite pub when he was down there. So we're on to our third beer, which is another Gabs beer. It's a Gabs beer from this year that's been released in bottles.
This was one of the really weird, interesting ones from...
Yeah,
Gabs
this was
this year.
I'm going to be 100% honest. This was my pick of Gabs. I voted for this in the People's Choice. I told the brewer that I was just in love with this beer. Mm. I haven't had it from the bottle yet.
Well, it says coming out very soon in the bottles.
Yeah, so
this is a.
I've heard mixed reports from the bottles. Apparently, so tell us what it is first.
So this one is it's the Brew Cult Acid Freaks. So it's a Balsamic Baltic Porter. So it's brewed by Hendo.
So this is Hendo's new gig, right?
It's Brew Cult is the brewery, and it's Hendo's new gig. And this was his Gabs beer. So it's a Baltic Porter that was aged and blended with balsamic. So Hendo's brother's actually a boutique balsamic vinegar maker.
Craft vinegar.
We won't get into debate onto what's craft vinegar and what's mainstream vinegar.
We'll save that for another episode.
Yeah.
So he makes good shit.
Yeah, and so he did a collaboration with his brother and made a vinegar beer. And when I had it at Gabs, this is like I was pretty excited for it, and it lived up to my expectations. And I drank it, and I was like, "This is exactly what I wanted." So I'm pretty excited to try it from the bottle as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, I haven't had a taste of it yet, but I've heard that you can't get as much balsamic from the bottled version.
I don't think you get as much on the nose, but I think it's definitely still there on the palate.
Okay, because, yeah, when I had it at Gabs, it was just massively balsamic, and I loved it as well.
Yeah, and in fact, some of the feedback I heard at Gabs was some people said that there wasn't enough balsamic vinegar in it, which I personally disagreed with. I thought it was a awesomely balanced beer between balsamic flavours and a Baltic porter flavour. Yep. In the bottle, I've just had a sip, and it is, the Baltic porter comes out a lot more than the balsamic.
And he did say on Twitter that he's going to ramp up the amount of balsamic used
in the next
batch.
So
that's really cool.
He even mentioned that he might do like a double freaks or something with extra balsamic in it, which, you know, to be honest, I don't know if that would work as well. Because what I really loved about the Gabs version was, it was a sour beer. Like, it tasted like vinegar, but it was also awesomely balanced. It had so much body from the Baltic Porter, and it was just a perfect marriage of those flavours, and I really enjoyed that beer.
When I first rocked up to my first session at Gabs, I was just watching them change a keg of this, and just the little sediment from the bottom of it, you could have just poured that over a salad. It looked amazing. And then I was like, I'm having this beer.
This could be a great cooking beer as well. You could, you know, do some cool stuff.
I wonder if you reduced it down, they made a Acid Freaks balsamic reduction. How it would be.
Yeah. Maybe when he adds a bit more balsamic to it. So this, I'm getting a lot more Baltic Porter than balsamic. Just
I think as it warms up, there's a lot more of the balsamic coming through on the nose.
Mm.
Yeah, actually. And that's not to say it doesn't taste like balsamic.
I think this is probably just as well, or if not better balanced than what I remember the tap version of it being.
Yeah.
Having it in a proper glass helps as well, but...
Yeah, it does.
I think the good thing is that we're talking about the level of balsamic in this, but the base beer is so good that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, if this was just a balsamic porter, didn't have balsamic in it...
Baltic porter, you mean?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
If this was just a Baltic porter, didn't have balsamic in it, it would still be an awesome Baltic porter.
Mm.
I think, yeah.
I was just really surprised how well a porter and balsamic vinegar actually go together.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work.
It actually works really well, like, yeah.
But when you think about it, you think about other sort of sours that are in a similar style. So, like the Leafman's Gudibahn that I mentioned earlier, Rodenbach Grand Cru, you know, they're sours with a lot of body. And I think, you know, they work awesomely. And this is just, this is, I think, in that vein of sours for me. You've got a lot of body, a lot of sweetness, a lot more alcohol than some sours. So this is at 7.5%. But it's got that sourness on top of that all that really, works really well. I'm really impressed with this beer.
It's one of those beers you really want to work before you try it, and sort of glad and relieved when it does work as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned Rodenbach. Have you tried Roden Beethoven?
Explain.
Stupid joke.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
All the explanation.
So what I was saying before about good beer weedy, that was really awesome.
I think you and our producer Lee, who both went and doubled up, did the good beer weedy, good beer week, deserve a fucking award. Because that take some serious beer drinking balls, I've got to say.
Yeah, I was recovering the whole week afterwards.
Yeah,
I didn't go to Good Beer Weedy, I just went to Good Beer Week, and I was recovering for a whole week afterwards.
We went really hard, because when we landed in Melbourne, we went straight to Slow Beer.
And of course you did.
One of the beers we had was was it 16%, 18% Imperial Stout from 8 Wide called...
Oh, the Boumaille,
It's called Boumaille. That's how you meant to say it, according to the website.
No,
nice.
I had that beer well done in Melbourne, and it was fantastic. I actually I went to the AFL.
And they were serving it there. Oh, awesome.
Oh, well, you could say that, I guess. I went to the AFL. Swans v Collingwood, which was awesome.
Watching you parade around in your Swans gear was quite hilarious, I must say. You were quite chuffed with yourself.
I was very chuffed with myself. I got some pretty nasty glares walking around Melbourne. But no, so I may have just been sitting on a Coke bottle that looked like it was full of Coke for the entire game. That was actually boom, I ate. Yeah.
Such a rebel, Tom.
I'm such a rebel.
Heaps of 12-year-olds would be really proud of you.
Oh, right, I know, right?
You realise you're going to be banned for life from the MCG now.
Yeah, because they're going to listen to this.
Because they're avid listeners of Sessionable.
Yeah.
As all the best people are. I'm really impressed with this beer. I think, Liam, you can beat the 18% stout in your first day, can't you? Didn't you go to Chapel Street Cellars?
Oh, God, yes. So I think the same day after I did the lunch at Josie Bones, we went to Chapel Street Cellars, which is another favourite venue of mine whenever I'm in Melbourne, I have to go visit.
That's in Collingwood, is it?
I think it's like Prahan?
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking the wrong one. I was thinking Church Street Cellars, maybe?
No, yeah. In Prahan, yeah. And so they...
I'm just making this up.
They had
we all
a BrewDog
really.
Tap takeover because they got like, I think it's like 6 taps in the bottle shop. And so they have like a couple of tables so you can sit and drink at the bottle shop and basically grab something out of the fridge, crack it open and drink it, which is amazing. But they also had the BrewDog Tactical Nuclear Penguin and Sink the Bismarck available in 60ml shots at a very reasonable price of $16 and $18. So my $200 bar tab got pretty real.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of them?
I've actually had them both before, but it's a great beer liqueur.
Yep.
I guess is how I'd describe them.
I'm personally a fan of the Sink the Bismarck. It's like, you know, it's a hop spirit pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I think, so I'm getting a bit confused because I had them both side by side, so I can't really remember which one was which. Possibly the volume of beers we had didn't help, but one was a lot more like stoutier and coffee.
Yeah,
and
so the Tactical Nuclear Penguin was distilled from the stout.
Yeah.
I can't remember which stout they used. And
I think it was a Tokyo.
I think it might have been
like
Tokyo.
That. Yeah.
And the Sink the Bismarck was ice distilled from an IPA.
Yeah. But definitely sharing beers, but I think...
Oh, yeah.
They're really interesting. Yeah.
Come on.
A 60ml shot, I think, is a perfect serve.
Yeah, the bottles actually come with this...
like a stopper.
Yeah, a stopper. Yeah. Because you shouldn't drink the whole thing at once.
To be honest, at that, like, you know, volume of alcohol, it's not going to go off, really, is it?
It's not carbonated, so...
Yeah.
Cool story though. The bottle shop that I work at, I had a customer contact me asking for a bottle of Tactical Nuclear Penguin because he's getting married, and him and his fiance are not like champagne drinkers, and so they've bought a bottle of Tactical Nuclear Penguin as a toast for their wedding, which I thought was a really cool idea.
Introduce me to these people.
I was trying to get invited to the wedding.
Because I'm still yet to try either of them.
I can definitely get some for you.
Yeah? I don't know if it's a podcast beer. Maybe it is.
Maybe we should do like a podcast and try both of them.
Yeah.
Yep, and that'll probably be it for the podcast.
Yeah, that might be like a 3-hour episode.
Yeah. With 2 beers.
Yeah. I am enjoying this as it warms up a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely,
and yeah,
get a lot more of the...
More balsamic's coming out as it warms up, which is interesting because usually in a Baltic porter, those sort of the Baltic porter flavors come out more when it warms
quite
up.
Dominant, yeah.
But it's interesting that those flavors are sort of taking a back seat.
It'd be interesting to try the base porter without the balsamic.
Hmm.
Because I think it would be, I don't know. I think it'd be quite a light style porter, but
a lighter balsamic porter.
Mm.
So Hendo,
Baltic porter.
Hendo, if you're listening to this, please release the non-balsamic version of this.
Just call it the freak.
I don't know. Freaks.
Also, I love the
Ashesless
label.
Freak.
Acidless Freak. Yeah, I love the label of that. it's fantastic. It looks so like.
I'm really chuffed that the Brewcult stuff's coming into Sydney.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to get my hands on a T-shirt, a Brewcult Acid Freak T-shirt. Yeah. I want one of them. I saw some people wearing them around, and they look awesome.
They're so retro.
Yeah, but it's cool. I also want to try the other Brewcult beer. Was it the Hop Zone session?
Yeah, it's like a sessionable
IPA.
IPA, yeah.
I don't think I got to try that one.
I haven't tried it either. I've only heard about it, but that's coming out also very shortly.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good news.
Good news, yeah. So we've talked a lot about Melbourne's Good Beer Week, Adelaide's Good Beer Weedy, and we've sort of neglected our home city a bit, I think. And it's pretty exciting. Sydney Craft Beer Week has it's happening again this year, which is awesome.
I think it's also the third year this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is definitely the third year. No, I remember because I remember the first year. Oh yes, it's when I started working at Pump House, and my first day was an event.
Was that your first day?
It was my first day was an event at Sydney Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
And that was a great sort of introduction to craft beer in Sydney. I thought. And I think last year was a great week. I thought it was a fantastic week last week.
Yeah.
Last year.
I took the week off.
Oh, same. Yeah. I went nuts, and it was and there was a great range of awesome events. It was timed at the same time as Sydney Taste Festival, wasn't it? The food festival.
I think it was. Yeah.
I think so. They had.
Yeah. It is still tied in with the festival. I can't remember the name of the festival, but
yeah, I think it's Taste. Which I think is a great idea because you can, have places that have great beer and have some great food, and it's really easy. Like the first day, I think, of Sydney Craft Beer Week last year, it started off, you had, I think we all went to the breakfast, Hair of the Dog breakfast run by Beer Man TV.
First breakfast I've ever been to where it's advisable to eat breakfast before you go to breakfast, yeah. Just to get the base coat down.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
I remember that morning, should I eat something before I go to this beer event? No, it's a breakfast. I'll be fine. Yeah.
Hmm. 10 small canapé servings later and some cockroaches. You know, and then we all went to, I think, the Young Henry's open day.
That was raucous.
And then there was a spectacular at the tap house.
That was a big day, actually. I think I was in bed by 6 o'clock or something.
I remember being at the tap house and going and actually having to go home to have a tactical nap.
I had a big day. I think I started drinking it. What? Hair of the Dog started at 11? 10? I started drinking at 10 and I finished at 1.
Wow.
So, and that's not 1 p.m. for those of you who... 3 hours isn't
the
much.
The coolest thing I thought about that day was the fact that they had all the food trucks and they closed off George Street.
Yeah, that was the... I was going to mention
great that. When you're drunk.
I missed out on that.
Yeah. I hope they did again this year. That was amazing.
For a nap.
Yeah. I actually went home for a nap and then, came back to go to the George Street. And, when you're drunk and sleepy and there's, a closed George Street full of food trucks.
Yeah, when you're when you're drunk and sleepy and there's a food truck, that's awesome. When you're drunk and sleepy and there's 10 food trucks, it's like, have I died and gone to heaven? food truck heaven?
I hope they do that again for this year's Taste.
That was really cool, yeah. So we're on the last beer for today.
We are, and I think this was... I think, Adrian, you said this was your pick of Gabs.
No, it
at
wasn't.
One point. I think you said it was at one point.
It was
though.
In my top five.
In top five, yeah. Okay.
And I said, "Oh, I'm not sure." And then I changed my mind again and said, "Yeah, it is."
Having
in my
this
top five.
From the bottle, I think is it. I when I had it on tap at Gabs, it was great. I really loved it, but I didn't get much of what I get from it now. So
should we say what the beer is?
I think we should probably do that.
we'll just keep it a mystery and we'll let people guess what it is.
So I think this is your...
I brought this in, but yeah, this is the Garage Project's Death From Above, which was their Gab's entry this year.
With a controversial name.
The Indochine... IPA?
I don't think it's not just a controversial name. It's a pretty controversial sort of
Well, it was originally going to be called Apocalypse Now. And then they figured out there's like something like 25 other beers in the world that have the word Hopocalypse in it. So they went for Death from Above.
Yeah.
And it's still... So I think the basic idea of the beer is like an Indochine IPA. So it's got bird's eye chilies, mangoes, and something else.
I think it's... it says here, Vietnamese mint, lime, and chili.
Right, here.
It doesn't say mango.
Sorry, that
might it does say mango.
Yeah.
Mango, mint, lime, and chili.
There you go.
With Centennial, Amarillo, and Citra.
And the cool thing, I was actually doing a bit of research on their website about this beer. They actually didn't even do a test brew before they brewed the Gabs version. They literally just went, we don't have time to brew to have a crack at this. So it's like, let's just shove everything and do it. And
I think nobody got time for that.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. It came out really well.
I think it came out great. And like having this now, I get the mango, I get the lime, I get the mint, and I get the chili.
But they're all like, none of them are... in your face. They're very kind of subtle, balanced.
Mm. Yeah, again, like...
the heat level's perfect as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the super chili beers because I'm pretty sensitive to chili, and this is really kind of, you know, mild.
See, on the other side of that, I love the super chili beers, and I love this. It is mild, but it's... You get a nice sort of hint of spice in the back, and I think it works really well.
I've had a lot of Garage Project beers. I think I've had three, but all of them tend to be a lot better in the bottle, I think, than on tap.
Okay, yeah.
I think this is tasting awesome.
Because the first Garage Project beer I had was their Gabs beer from last year. The, Double Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
And that was awesome. That was so good. I think it was on tap at the tap house for, like, 6 months after it. But, it was still tasting great at that point, and I drank a lot of it.
Yeah, that was one of my favourites from last year's Gabs as well.
And so, yeah, I think this one, from the bottle... because the problem with Gabs is just the format is, you know, you get a tiny little taster.
Mm. It's nothing against the organisers for that. It just has to be the way you
do it.
That's
a beer festival.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's nothing against the festival at all. I love the festival, but... that's just the nature of it. Whereas now, actually having it from the bottle, and I think this is maybe the fourth or fifth time I've had this beer from the bottle.
Wow, like, I've gone through a few
really
of them.
Like this
is actually the first time I've had it from the bottle. It is tasting good.
Well, I picked one up from Beer Cartel the other day, drank it with some friends, went in the next day and picked up a couple more bottles because it was just fantastic. I think it's a really, really good beer.
On that note, I actually want to pick up more of the Mr. Mistopheles after having it in the bottle, because that's tasting sensational.
It's tasting great, yeah.
I didn't even think to have another crack of that beer. Nothing that was, I didn't like it, but I was just like, yeah, cool, had that.
Yeah,
cool. Same, I'll happily get some more of that.
Mm. I'd be interested to know if it's the same brew aged, or if it's a new brew that they've aged.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. I think that might be it. Thanks for sticking with us, I guess. Thanks for getting through two episodes and another one. Or if this is your first episode, thanks for giving us a crack. You can find us at sessionable.net/podcast. The show notes for this episode will be at sessionable.net/podcast/03.
Okay, cool.
You can find us on iTunes now as well. Just search Sessionable. And we're on Twitter at Sessionable Cast, and we're all on Twitter individually. I'm at A Study in Beer.
I'm the Beer Lebowski,
and I'm at Adrian Pua.
Please give us your feedback, leave a comment on the website, tweet us, let us know what you thought, any feedback, positive or negative. Rate us on iTunes if that's your thing. Thanks for listening to Sessionable.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.